I give you praise.
This is Worship First Podcast with Reverend Eleanor Coleman, pastor of First United Methodist Church in College Station, Texas. We thank you for joining us today and hope that this message inspires you. And remember, God is with you wherever you go.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you.
Let us bow our heads as we are joined in prayer.
Dear gracious and merciful Father, we recognize you as the one and only true God, maker of heaven and earth, and the source of all of our supplies. Your loving kindness endures now and forevermore. Your promises are steadfast, tried, and true. You are Lord of all the kingdoms of the earth and all of the kingdoms in heaven. So we invite you to rest, rule, and abide in every aspect of our daily lives. Your word says that where there are two or three gathered together in your name, there are you also. So we come together seeking an opportunity to better know your will and your ways in this moment. As we gather collectively to worship you in spirit and in truth, dear Lord, please forgive us, we pray. For we have not loved you with our whole hearts, and we have ignored the cry of the needy, and we have not been the neighbor Jesus asked us to be. We know you as the great Redeemer. Your word says you can be and will restore your kingdom people. So we renounce our sin and we choose to remember our salvation. Lord, we ask that you deliver us from evil lurking around us. Heal our bodies and heal the Brazos Valley and heal the world. Lord, we approach the foot of your throne with the sacrifice of our broken hearts and our wounded spirit. Lord, we ask that you come to heal our hearts and comfort our souls, that you not come silently or quietly, but rather we look for you to show up with the full power of the Holy Ghost. We invite you to come with fervor. We invite you to come with fire. For out of your heavenly fire, beauty for ashes. And out of your heavenly fire comes the perfection of Zion. And the fruits of the Spirit are made manifest. And yes, Lord, we want everything that you desire for your children. Lift us with your love. Gift us with your glory. We ask as your children, Lord God, and we offer you in thanksgiving our praise and our worship. And we acknowledge that we are under your authority of your kingdom covenant. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We serve a generous and giving God, so don't forget to worship through your giving. You can give online by visiting firstcollegestation.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Remember, first as the number, ST. You may also give using the QR code on the bulletin online, or mail your checks to the church at 1125 Auburn Road, College Station, Texas, 77840. Thank you for your generosity.
Sisters in his hands, he's got brothers and my sisters in his hands, he's got my brothers and my sisters in his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands, he's got everybody here in his hands, he's got everybody here in his hands, he's got everybody here in his hands, he's got the whole.
The Bible says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Let's join Pastor Colvin as she explores this topic further.
Hear these words from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Lord God, we bow before you because you truly are the source of all our help. God, we pray that you speak now, for your servants are listening. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of every heart listening is acceptable in your sight. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. It is possibly one of the first songs we learn to sing. Someone could hum two or three notes and you'd pick the melody right up. But have we picked the message up? He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 We know the words, but do we know the works? Since faith without works is dead, if we have faith in those words, he's got you and me, sister, you and me, brother, in his hands, what does it look like to live out that faith? Do we know how to rest in the promise of Isaiah 41 and 10, that the God who holds the whole world will uphold us with his right hand? We know the melody, but is the message crystal clear? Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. When this word was spoken to the children of Israel, they were going through. They weren't trapped in their homes yet, but they were being warned about an enemy that was coming to take over the community. And usually I have an image of a mighty army marching in and conquering the land. But today I can imagine that the threat might have first slipped in unnoticed, like a virus. When Isaiah spoke this word of comfort, they weren't even uncomfortable yet. They hadn't been taken into captivity yet. But the prophets often brought a word of conviction, a word of captivity, and a word of comfort together at the same time. Fear not, stress not, worry not. God's got you. Yes, the threats among you are real. Yes, you have real problems. Yes, you are at the end of your answers. You don't know what to do. God's got you. But sometimes to realize that we are being upheld by God's hand, we need a shift in perspective. When I'm out on a walk and I see people just looking down or watching their feet, watching the pathway in front of them, you know I judge them. I wonder if they realize all the beauty they are missing around them. If you could just look up for a moment, you'd see a butterfly walking along with you, or two birds playing, or trees reaching out toward the heavens. If you just look up, you will see all creation pointing the way, helping us to look to the hills from where our help comes from, as Psalm 121 teaches. Friends, perspective is everything. One morning this week, I was sitting out on the back porch watching the clouds roll over, and I got to thinking about how fast the clouds seem to be moving. And I was reminded that it's really the earth moving, not so much the clouds. Science teaches us that yes, there is wind in the atmosphere from earth to the heavens above. So sure, some of the cloud movement is from the wind. But mostly what we're noticing is how the earth revolves around the sun. But from our perspective, we don't experience the movement because the earth is in constant motion. The earth isn't starting and stopping like that first used car that most of us had. The earth is in constant motion, about 1,000 miles per hour. In 1 hour, the earth spins the distance from here to Chicago or here to Washington, D.C. But we don't feel it. We don't feel the constant motion. In our own worlds, things spin fast, but we don't feel it because we're held in God's powerful hands, held in the hands of a God who won't let our foot slip, held in the hands of a God who keeps watch both day and night. And so from our perspective, because we know the earth is solid, we assume it's unmovable. We feel like we're standing still. We think that what we know and what we stand on is solid and unmovable, and it's the clouds, the heavens above us, that are moving. But God shall not be moved. The heavens shall not be moved. And so we who are moving amid the chaos of the coronavirus, we who are moving, trying to learn new skills so that we can continue working and learning from home, we who are moving, who are in transit, have to be reminded that the heavens shall not be moved. Our God shall not be moved. Friends, we can't always trust our feelings and our thoughts about a situation, but we can trust God. We can trust the God who formed us out of the ground, the moving ground we stand on. We can trust the God who scooped up clay, shaped it, and breathed life into it. God could have made us out of anything. We could be 100% starlight, or 90% water and 10% tree bark, or 50-50 sunflower seeds and cloud fluff, or any combination in all of creation. But God chose the clay, solid yet shifting. And so it's no wonder that we clay vessels experience some chaos and motion within us from time to time. We can be impacted by, shaped by the forces acting on us. But we learned last week that God is our fortress, not susceptible to outside influence or disturbance. We can trust the God who made us and all that is in the world to take care of the world. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the earth and everything in it. And just like we love and care for our things, our homes and cars and families and collections, how much more does the Lord care for us? We can trust the God who spoke day and night into being when that God says trouble don't last always. We can trust that God when he says weeping endures for a night, struggle endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We can believe that. We can trust the God who spoke birds into the air and flowers into the field. That God is still speaking and sustaining us just as he feeds the birds of the air and clothes the lilies of the field. Could our prayer life this week be activated whenever we see birds or even notice a flower? Could we use those moments as an opportunity to thank God for feeding us, for clothing us, for protecting and providing for us? Life is spinning fast for us, but the heavens shall not be moved. Life is spinning fast for us, but God has the whole world in his hands. All who are worried in his hands. Everybody here in his hands. I hope that gives you peace. I hope that gives you comfort today as we learn, as the psalmist did, to look to the hills from where our help comes. As we learn to look to the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, to look to the one who doesn't slumber or sleep, to look to a God who has no nap time, so nothing gets by him. I pray that we learn to look to the Lord who will keep us from all harm, friends, all harm. Let that settle in. Isaiah said it this way in Isaiah 40, "Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name, because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing." We can trust that the God who calls the stars by name also knows our name. This God who hasn't lost a star has a protection plan for us too. His name is Jesus, and he is the Christ. And Jesus, our insurance agent, said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." And way down in the fine print of our insurance policy in John 10, Jesus continues to say, "My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand." No one can snatch us out of the Father's hand. We know the words, but have we mastered the way of life? We are in the Father's hand, and nothing, not a single thing, not a virus, not quarantine time, safe at home, not empty grocery store shelves, not the absence of entertainment, not a shortage of medical equipment. Nothing can snatch us from God's hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. All who are worried in his hands, everybody here in his hands. We know the melody. Now let's master the message. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Friends, would you take a moment to pray about how God has spoken to you through this message? Seeds have been planted today. God's word does not return void. It goes out and produces fruit. It accomplishes the purposes for which it was sent. Take time to pray about how God is sending you today.
Thank you for joining us. Special thanks to those who support this ministry with their time, talent, and gifts. If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, share with friends, and on your social media stories. Don't forget to tag us at First United Methodist Church, College Station. Peace and God bless.